Greetings, this is James Gilland, your host with eCity Stargate and BBS Radio. Again, we're all over the place now. We're on Patreon. I think we're on Patreon. Yeah, it's we just opened that one up, but X, Rumble, Telegram, just I don't know. We're on so many openings, you can't miss it. Even YouTube, but we don't post a lot of things. We could probably post this one on YouTube. We'll see what happens, but anyway, we keep getting kind of kicked off there and demonetized and you name it. But anyway, a lot going on. We're not going to really cover the mainstream news. We're going to bring in the galactic news on what's happening. And I just wanted to mention though, Trump is playing who's your daddy at Davos, and he put them all on notice saying we're done. We're done with all of your scams, all of your games, all of your, America first, period. And so that's going to be interesting, because they really don't have an army to deal with things, which is probably good. But anyway, on that note, I'm going to bring on our guest, Peter Slattery. And Peter Slattery is a very well-known author, experiencer. He's written, I lost track of how many books, 10 or 11 books, I don't know. And he's been on the show so many times, so there's not, I don't need to do a big intro. But other than that, welcome to the show, Peter.
Jeez, James, it's good to be doing again, mate.
Yeah, I got a lot of calls. Everybody said they loved the last show, and they said bring Peter on again. And it's really weird in the chat. There's people trying to instigate things, and like Peter's a lot better than James. We like Peter. He's enlightened, He's like, and you could tell there are trolls, that they're
Yeah.
full on trolls, And I didn't even respond, They're trying to get a respond and create a division. But people need to be aware of that. There's a lot of that going on, and that would be my best dream if everybody was better than me, that everybody was enlightened. Put me out of business. I would love to be gardening, doing something else, because there's a lot of nonsense that comes with this. You got all the agencies coming after you. It's just like
Yeah, the trolls, the bots, and I'm the thing. I'm nearly half your age, and I'm already wanting to, let just ascension happen and let us go on and do other things and have a bit of a holiday for a bit. But yeah, no, the bots and all that come out, that's for sure.
Yeah, I've been going, wake me up after the solar flash, but it's been a little crazy. I know this. I want to get your take on some things. This three-eye atlas thing. There's so much misinformation, disinformation, along with some of it is true. And the stuff, they have all these bots out there now that are AI bots, that are like Michio Kaku bots. You can tell it's not him speaking, and they're saying all this wild and crazy stuff, and you got to go between, look at the agenda, and the agenda is wild and crazy things happening. We're the only ones that know. Come to us. They're trying to control the narrative again, and it's obvious. But I'm just curious what you're getting. They're saying everything from they shut down all of our submarines at the same time. They warned us they're going to do it. And they finally deciphered it and found out it was in the warning just to prove what they could do. And then when you get, Elon Musk and other people are saying, oh, it's just a rock, it's just a weird rock. They're not really covering it. But I'm seeing, he went on Joe Rogan, and it was like, are you serious? Now I know why Joe Rogan won't have me on the show. He invited me and uninvited me really quick. I think, somebody had a talk with him and said, nah, this guy's, he doesn't pull any punches. He tells it like it is. So anyway, but I'm curious, what's your take on what's happening?
Well, when we go into it just being a rock, I spoke about over a decade ago that some of these vehicle machines are actually a natural rock that are modified inside. So just much like the moon, and Richard Hoagland, which we've talked about before, because you've met so many people in this community and things. But I'll just use his data for a second. That was from NASA. That when they landed on it, it reverberated like a bell for over an hour. Once they were able to put enough seismographs onto the moon, they could see that there was geometric arc-shaped objects within it. And when they got about an inch underneath the surface, Yeah, there's a lot of helium-3 on the moon, but it was exposed to a different star. Just like with Atlas, and I didn't go much further, it's a natural object that's modified, and it is a vehicle much like the moon is a natural object, and it's been modified. The reason I didn't delve much further, and even when I did get it tasked, because usually when I do what I do, I don't remote view in the way that I normally teach, which is like the Stargate method. I teach that for others first, and then I show them how to do what I do in their own way, which is free flow remote viewing. I just get the data. And what we've got is a situation where so many narratives, and we could even say negative influences unknowingly to a lot of contactees, experiences, people in general, and their own distortions and beliefs to filter through into the information. And that's why reptilian ship, Galactic Federation ship, it's these beings that bottom line is it was a vehicle. That's what I'll say. Because what at that point, it's so much psychic turbulence to get past the layers that are now created an egregore, which is a group collective or enough people believing a narrative now actually manufacture that. How many narratives did we have around Atlas? A lot. You know what I mean? So that there's, and I know how accurate you are. You and me have done so much psychic work together, even in being in different rooms and on other parts of the globe, getting the same data with people we didn't even know we were doing readings for or getting information. So I know that your information and your testing is highly accurate, extremely accurate. And it's been a blessing for me to work with. So you've got that, but there is a lot going on galactically, but I'll just let you take the floor before we go any crazier.
Well, you know, I kind of believe like the Native American teachings where they say, you know, everybody has part of the puzzle.
Yeah.
And until we get everybody together, you know, cooperating, which is next to impossible in the UFO community, you know, we're going to have the big picture. And we don't. I mean, we're still doing, do UFOs exist? You know, is there a government cover up? Come on. I mean, that's done. That was done in the 50s and it's still going. So that's the limited hangout. And is it our military? Is it nuts and bolts? All that stuff. And they're not getting into the spiritual, multidimensional aspect of it. Very few. And we've given them all the information, you know, especially Congress and everything else at those hearings. That's why they're asking some of those questions. Are there spiritually and technologically advanced beings? Could they be benevolent? Could they help us? You know, transcend a lot of the wars and diseases and poverty and all the things we're dealing with. And the answer is yes, but basically the problem is that there's another group in charge that doesn't want that. You know, they want to keep everybody enslaved through poverty and I'm trying to remember dependency. Keep people enslaved through dependency, basically. And so that's what we're dealing with. And that group has infiltrated the whole field of ufology and
And the whole world, like the whole Earth
everything.
structure,
Yeah, the
everything
whole
there.
everything, you know, we won't mention Charlie Kirk, but
Everything's
but
been
that
affected. Yeah.
and everything has been infiltrated, you know, and it's in the process of being uninfiltrated, you know, but
Yeah.
you're not going to hear about a lot of that. It's not going to be on the mainstream news because they own it. But anyway, going back to the other part of it, like you were saying, is that there are so many opinions out there and so many people that have not done the work, you know, to understand safeguards for pure channeling or getting pure information. They don't do clearing, they allow anything in. And there's a lot of people in the field of ufology that said, stop being spiritual snobs. You need to let anybody come into your body and hang out, you know, which is the most, irresponsible thing I've ever heard in my life, you know, because there are, you know, we have a saying, just because you're dead doesn't mean you're enlightened, and just because you're an ET doesn't mean you're benevolent. So we need to take control over our fields, and we're a multidimensional being in all the dimensions and aspects of ourselves. And until we understand how to do that, things are going to jump in
Yeah.
and influence us, you know, mostly in the negative manner. But so you have to set up, you know, the intention has to be set, and you have to set up safeguards. You have to do clearings before you try to get this information. And if you don't, you're going to get this big muddy soup that we have now.
Well, this is where I've been doing a lot of work behind the scenes. I've been working with a small group on, it's mainly known as Psionic, but I've just got initiating contact and then PI, which is Psionic Interfacing. Working in such a way of bringing to the forefront that there'll be more on this, just like yourself for many years, of a diplomatic method of not taking over ships, of not just like calling anyone and everything in. And then when you do get the contact, well, what next? Because that's not where this is going, and you and I have got it in a different way, but our protocols of dealing with other civilizations and races and customs and basically being neutral in such a way in a respectful manner. And most, if not all, of these intelligences have what we would deem from a military standpoint a psionic asset on board that's a psychic and a seer for the team. So, but when they're interfacing with another ET group, they've also got one. And most of the time, they've all got somewhat psionic abilities at a certain level, psychic abilities at a certain level. So you, when you're dealing with intelligences at that level, there are dark masters like some of the reptilians and what have you, but there's a base level of we can see your intention, we can feel your intention. And our intention at this time is all over the shop because we're not privy that there isn't actually a conspiracy going on. And some people are going to be what? But us not knowing what's going on outside of Earth is actually like everyone else seems to know what's going on outside of Earth except us. And because of that, the population outside of Earth is so big that really we're just like a small percentage that don't know. But yet it is about 8 billion, whatever it is. So it's a convoluted situation.
It's, you know, we talked about there, you have to have an open mind, a loving heart, and pure intent. And intent is nine tenths of the law. So if you're intending to make contact because you want the technology, you want power, you want control, that's the type of entities you're going to call to you because, you know, you magnetize people and events to you according to your consciousness. So they have a saying, the mind in which you seek is the mind in which you connect. So if you're not spiritually adept, there's no reason for the higher beings to contact you. There's no purposeful good other than to help you wake up. You know, they'll push you here and there and show you some things just to inspire you. They're like cosmic cheerleaders, but really they're not going to work with you. And so there's a lot of people saying they are working with these beings, but they haven't met the parameters. You know, they haven't risen to the occasion yet, and they're in it for, you know, the money or the notoriety or whatever, or they're trying to get attention they never got as a kid or something like that. There's all these different reasons for people doing that. Some are shills. I mean, some are doing it because they're paid to do it, and it's just like paid protesters. You know, it's the same thing. But anyway, the people need to realize that. And really, the people that are gone off track need to get back on track. They've gone off the rails, and they need to be brutally honest with themselves and say, you know what, I need to be, sit down and sit with this and heal whatever patterns I have that took me down this road, clear these out, and make contact with the benevolent ones and ask for help to heal those patterns, you know, to clear those patterns out, because these beings are extremely forgiving. And you know, I've been dealing with some people that are I don't know what to do. I mean, they have their integrity levels are so low, and it's they've been lying to themselves for so long they believe their story. And they don't use base common sense, like, okay, was I honest? You know, was I clear? You know, what did I communicate this? What did we agree on? You know, am I going to keep my word? Is my word law? You know, like just basics. You know, without those fa that foundation and those basics, you know, you can't deal with people, because a lot of people are delusional. They have this huge self-entitlement. They think the whole universe owes them something and needs to take care of them according to their demands or expectations. And you know, and it's just like, it's crazy. And until you really start working with people like that, you don't really find out what their true nature is. And I'm seeing that's what's happening, not just in the UFO community, it's on a global scale. Yeah, like everybody's integrity levels, their honesty, their integrity. I mean, everything is being exposed right now, and they're being seen for who they are. And this movement, this woke movement and this other stuff that's going on. I don't know. Let's just get off that subject. I don't want to go there, but I'm just saying it, where's the critical thinking? There are laws. You don't have a sense of entitlement that makes you outside of those laws. You can't act outside. You can't trespass on others. You can't lie and deceive. I'm sorry, it doesn't work in natural law, universal law, or common law. It just doesn't work, and we just need to get grounded and then start observing things and looking at things with brutal honesty right now.
There's a recalibration going on, and what I invite people to think about with this is that not only are you representing Earth, but you're representing your soul in each moment.
Exactly.
And let's say the quick fix to all this, though there's a lot of inner work involved, is the choice and the decision and what I'm saying, my actions, bringing me closer to peace and others to peace. Because that's what's going on, is that it's our decisions. Sometimes not knowing why we did what we did. Of course, we muck up at times, but there is also a non-human intelligence and many variations that are working through people, their vices, through their thoughts, their ideas. And this is where the big message over the last few years from the extraterrestrials and transdimensionals and ultra-terrestrials, myself and angelics, has been to keep our sovereignty, to make sure that in the processes of elevating in the cosmos, to not give our ways away for another way that seems to be better, but to elevate our ways and work through the ways that we're experiencing. But as simple as that is what you're doing and you're saying and your actions bringing you closer to peace, because the drama in our life comes back to decisions and actions, is what I'm doing bringing me closer to peace.
Yeah, I mean that it is the bottom line. It's like, are you connected with your soul and carrying out your unique soul purpose for incarnating here, or are you totally been socially engineered and controlled and manipulated and carrying out another program? And if you are aligned with your soul, chances are you're going to go against the system because the system is corrupt. It's been, it's extremely corrupted and extremely biased and in favor of, the global elite or whatever you want to call them. But that's all flipping now. That's all changing. So, it's kind of, it all boils down to what you're saying is like, is this aligned with your soul? Is this what you came here to do? I've had so many people try to get me to comment about this person and that person, and this, is this true? Is that true? And comment about their backgrounds and their connections to agencies and all that stuff. And I stay away from that. And I said, that's their karma. That's their seeds. They've sown these seeds and they're going to have to deal with them. And I'm just going to keep doing my thing and telling the truth as I know it. And if a higher truth comes in, I'll let go of the old program. But and that's all we can do. But I think we all fool ourselves in one way or another. There's always some little glitch in our system, in our belief system, that allows us to fool ourselves to go against universal law. And I've seen that over and over again. And you just bring up, okay, how does that fit into universal law? Does it promote universal peace, like you're saying? Does it promote individual freedom and prosperity for all? Is it promote brother sister love? What path are you taking? Where is this going to take you? And when you start going after other people's, they're in your head rent free. Even the people that come after you have to forgive them and move on. People go, remember when that guy said this and this and this? And I go, I kind of forgot about it. I've had so many people attacking us. And I said, I just let the work stand on its own. Like, I keep putting out the videos, the witnesses, and everything. And now it's at a point now when somebody attacks us, they have a whole horde of people coming after him saying, "I was there. This is real. I saw it." James is a really nice guy. He's not this demon that they're trying to create, and I know you've gone through that too. It's like if they can't debate you, or they can't disprove the evidence or whatever, they have to go after your character and character assassinate you. And that's
Definitely.
just ongoing, and we've all experienced it. But that's got to come to an end, because you're only establishing your own character and ignorance when you do that, because the evidence clearly states the opposite.
Yeah. And look, you've got AI involvement that's connected to this non-human. You've also got a heap of trolls and bots that are connected that are, 10 accounts could be connected to one. Look, it's a daily thing that I get up and half of everything is hate mail, the other half is gratitude. And we can look at life with the cup half empty or half full attitude, which is what I do. It doesn't mean I'm immune to everything, but it basically also goes down to the point that I don't have ill feelings towards anyone or anything. I'm at that point that, just like yourself, people don't see the literal tears and blood. When you're on properties like ourselves doing what you're doing, a lot of it in isolation. But also there's a spiritual awakening and journey that continues to propel us in our situations like that. That I've said it recently a few times. People see Instagram or Facebook and they see the highlights. They don't see the blood, sweat, and tears of the times that made those highlights. They just see it all perfect for people and don't realize no matter if you're a billionaire or you're poor, not that that matters, but no matter what you think is going to solve your problems financially or even through status, the person with the million followers to the person with 10 has their ups and downs. They cry. They've got the joy. They've got, loved ones. They might have lost loved ones. We don't know what each person is going through, and I think we've lost that human connection. And it's sad because people hide behind this online thinking they can say and do things and they wouldn't do it to your face. And that's where we're in a really different world than when you and I were coming up.
You know what? It's funny talking about that. The way our system is set up right now, it totally favors the people that are just the deception. It favors the corruption. It favors they rise to the top. The aggressive people that have no morals or no integrity. It's so weird. I've never seen it. They rise to the top. And I think one of the problems lies in the masses, that they have been so socially engineered, they don't know how to discern or how to feel the intent of a person and what they're really about. That's changing now very quickly. But it's like I look at the people, some of the people, I mean, there's been some major arrests with pedophilia and things like that, and in the UFO community. And people aren't talking about that. I knew about that a long time ago and was talking about it. And one of the reasons I got blackballed. But when you go to the top of the list, it goes into that very low morals and integrities to the global elite and to satanic Luciferian. And that's where the big money comes from. So people go for the big money, and they're getting all these donations and they're getting the pulpit. Their word is getting out, because they're on the list. Hey, this guy's one of us. We're going to promote the crap out of him. And the people that are authentic are the opposite. It happens. You're getting demonetized. You're getting derailed off of the podium. You're being blackballed at all the conferences and everything else. It's unbelievable. And
Yeah.
until people realize that, till they do their deep dive into the character of people and their past, or where the money's going and things like that, it's going to continue. But I do think there's universal law. There is a shift happening that's bringing everything up. Everything's being revealed, and everybody's starting to see things for what they are. And the poses are all their masks are coming down, the shields, they're losing their masks. And the people at the top that took the money, are are going down, and it's no different than Somalians, it's like the
There's
Somalians
a
took
recalibration.
billions and billions of dollars, and for what? It was all on fraud, and they got busted. Well, that same mindset is going through the UFO community and all the other communities, the spiritual community, the religious community, all of it. It's all being exposed right now, and I wonder what people are going to do with it, when they see that, these people have gathered millions and millions of dollars preaching about an external God and using fear, guilt, and unworthiness, and then their lives are totally opposite of what they preach. I wonder when this is all going to finally, hit the fan. And I think it's hitting the fan now.
No, that's a good point. And that's what the point is I've been making. I'm all for disclosure, but at the same time, if people just go to some comment sections or see what you and I get sent to us, how are they meant to deal with extraterrestrial and transdimensional diplomacy when they are treating their own kind in this way? That's like a whole other level. And right now there is a lot going on because there is this breakaway civilization. We are already in a galactic community, but it's not on a public level for Earth. And it might be a good segue to go into what we text about the other day in terms of some information I had come through. And it'd be cool to get your take on this as well, because we've had huge solar activity the last week. Like we've even had 3 nights of auroras here that I've got some photos and things I put up, which we've never had it in my lifetime like this in Australia, from my knowledge. Even from people a lot older than me that I've been speaking to, they haven't seen anything like this. But there was something I saw, I believe it was on Twitter somewhere, but when I checked into this and what you asked me about, there are multiple, I've got it written down here, multiple ET races blocking damage to planets, satellites, and devices, which would be extraterrestrial vehicles from the sun with the coronal mass ejections. There is transmissions coming through all that as well. But tied in with this, there are negative extraterrestrials that are trying to, when the sensors are momentarily from the power of the CME sort of disrupted, there are negative ETs trying to maneuver around using that like a shield, almost like they can go stealth momentarily, but it doesn't seem to be effective from the data that's come through. And there's something about a perimeter being held until a galactic bill of sorts is passed and a transition phase has been ordered for galactic diplomacy under a new oversight of a United Committee, which goes into the United Galactic Council sort of thing. It's a word they've made up, given me to sort of represent that. But as I say, don't believe me, don't live your life by this. It's just what came through when I was tuning in, and it was with some help from some of the beings I'm working with. But there's a lot going on. Is there anything you've got to sort of like anything that's been coming through for you on this sort of stuff, James?
Funny, I got the exact same thing.
Really?
And I just talked to, Ciani, she's a Pleiadian, and Plumaria and Blagi have been coming in, the three Pleiadians that I've been working with since day one. They're really coming in strong now. And also my whole left side starts
I'm getting
buzzing.
hit
They go,
right now. I'm getting people watching this might start to feel the vibration. Yeah.
Yeah, you mention their names and it brings it in. And all of a sudden my whole left side started like tingling and going off, and they go outside, and I walk outside and I take the camera and I go, my God, there's fleets up there. There's three or four or five in a frame going every different direction. No running lights, no strobes. These are definitely not planes or anything we have. I mean, it might be some of our back engineered stuff joining them, but and then just this morning, and this happens all the time, I walk out and right next to the Orion system, there's a ship parked there, and it just sits there. And as soon as I go out, it starts flashing, and it doesn't go anywhere. It's just parked, and it's flashing. And I said, "Are you monitoring what's happening here?" And they said, "Yes." And I said, "Oh, great. Welcome." And I asked the Pleiadians who that was, and they said that was the Orion Council of Light guys. They're hanging out there just. They're parked, observing. And then we had planes flying over here, which these planes are really weird. They have really short wings. They have four engines on them, and they're pretty quiet. They're amazingly quiet, and they have the whole bottom is flat, and they have all this gear, and these are full-on spy planes that are monitoring this area, and they're flying back and forth, back and forth. I've got them on film, and I need a better camera when I go out. I just use my phone, and it makes it, I don't know why, but they're always fuzzy, these
Yeah.
plane pictures. I don't know if it's they have a field around them or what, but I filmed them, and that was just, I think that was Monday. Yeah, Monday, and the planes were over here. But I've been walking out, and there are the whole sky is filled. And then one day I walk out, and there's nothing. There's hardly anything. So people go, oh, those are just satellites. Well, do satellites take a week off or take a couple days off? I don't think they do, and so you got to use common sense on this. But you're getting the signals. They're giving you information, and then they're saying, okay, go outside and look up. And then they're there, and the ship flies by, and I go power up, and it goes kaboom and powers up. It shows undeniably we have contact, there's contact happening. And so why is this so vehemently censored and ignored? I mean, what, why, and I can answer the question, why are they so afraid of spiritually and technologically advanced beings? And the reason is pretty obvious. Is it would be the end of the war and the disease profiteers and poverty. It'd be the end of poverty and the end of enslavement. And we'd take a quantum leap in technology and evolution if we were to have contact. And there's people that don't want that. And we have to realize that and start demanding it and rise up and say, hey, look, this is our birthright. A lot of us incarnated from those higher planes and dimensions. And there's no reason for lack anymore on this planet, or the poverty or the disease or the all this stuff is manufactured, and it's time to do something else. And it is being done. I mean, behind the scenes, this is being the war on disease profiteers and those that are creating, lack their dependency and things, they're being called out, and things are changing. But people need to rise up, go out and pray and meditate, ask for help, ask for intervention, and qualify it. Just, we want the spiritually and technologically advanced beings to come in and help us out. And if you can undo this mess we've got and help us get on the right track to something better, you have our blessings. You have our permission, because they have to align with free will. And if enough people use their free will along with their right, because they incarnated here, so they are of Earth, and which is important, and use their intention and their free will to ask for intervention and help, we can get it. We can get that help.
And do it from a place of peace, do it from a place of
Yeah.
love, do it from the heart, because when you tap into that heart space and you do it, you're not now belittling yourself. Vibrating at a lower level, which is what these things are doing. And as we've talked about, you're not going to understand some of what's going on and the reasons why, because you wouldn't do these things.
Yeah.
These things aren't human. That they use human vessels to do their work through them, especially if they align with fame, fortune, all these things that you speak about. Of course, like
Yeah.
that's in our resonant field, but if we do it from a place of love, like of course it takes a little bit more. When the quick path is the dark path, and it leads nowhere but to more darkness. So it's a convoluted situation that this whole thing is. But peace has got to be the way that we go about this as well. It's not for, doing it violence or any other way that resonates with these dark forces is not the way for it to be done.
Yeah, these it's really love and joy and bliss are the highest frequencies, and that's where they're operating on. But they and so they're missing a lot of what's going on. They don't know what's going on. We are their eyes and ears, down here, all the star seeds and everybody else that have incarnated. And a lot of times we have to bring this to their attention, because they're some of them can't even wrap their head around stuff that's going on here. They go, that makes no sense. Why would anybody do that? They go, can you imagine an ET comes to Earth and goes back to his very spiritually and technologically advanced planet, right? And starts telling stories about what goes on Earth. They would say, "You are nuts, you're crazy, you're delusional. Nobody would do that. Nobody would behave that way. Nobody would war on their own people and destroy their environment. What are you talking about?" And nobody would believe him.
Well, that's been my experience. Even with some of the Elohim meetings, I'd be in this crystal cave or I go to this cathedral, and the cathedral changes colors depending on your emotion, and there is sometimes other humans there. But my thing is, like, I've actually got to go and report intel through human experience to them. I'm like, why can't you do it yourself? There is some reasons, because there is certain technologies and certain facilities that I've been taken into that blocks remote viewing, astral traveling, teleportation into. So there's some advanced tech that these dark hearts have. And other things is it's very dense in some of these situations for them to even get a lock on, because it's so dark that it's like it's sickening to them. And when they're getting some of the data through me, you can see that they're sort of bewildered by, like, can this get any more crazy? It's like, because they've got to deal with some crazy stuff too. But the stuff that we do to each other, yet not knowing the power that we've got. And you'd be well aware of this. If you go back to the 70s, the 80s, and you look at the Indigo Children, the Wanderers, the Star Seeds, all these different terms, how many of you watching right now are the black sheep in the family, or the black sheep in the class at school or at your work? You don't fit in. You look at how things are done on Earth, and they're so unproductive, and you're sickened by injustices and how we treat each other. These are the signs that we. Not just our star seeds, but we come from source down those planes and dimensions, as you've mentioned so many times, to experience. And it's because you're not resonant with dark things that makes this so hard. But we need to remember you're also here to bring that light that shines in every single one of us.
Yeah, I always tell people, people start judging themselves against the mirror, in society here on Earth. And they go, "God, what's wrong with me? I don't fit in and I don't this." And I go, "You weren't supposed to fit in. You didn't incarnate to fit in." And I said, "You're fine. The Earth's screwed up right now." And it's like the "I'm okay, you're okay" is to me is like, "Oh, well, that's some kind of a spiritual program. I don't know." But, to me, I had this yoga teacher and she kept saying, "Repeat after me, I'm okay, you're okay." And I told her, I said, "I can't." And she goes, "Why?" And I said, "Because I'm okay and the earth is really effed up right now. And that's okay. That's okay. It's gonna evolve, it's gonna change, but I'm not gonna say it's okay." And they're going, "Well, everything happens for a reason." And I said, "Well, there's universal law and there's the opposite of universal law. There's evil and good, and there's a lot of evil going on right now and against universal law. And I'm sorry." I go, "Call me unenlightened, whatever you want. I can't say it's okay because there is a lot of pain and suffering, and especially things happening to children, and I'm not okay with that. And I don't think anybody should." And so anyway, that's where I'm coming from. I already went through that love and light thing and go back, and said, "Okay, that's nice, but there's other things happening on the planet."
There's a perspective of that called radical acceptance, that it's okay that you're not okay, and not being okay with what's going on. And this is where Shiji, one of the Pleiadians I work with, that you've met her as well, and we've talked about this, but in the past, even with Yeshua and other masters, they were so well known that they couldn't hide the stories about them, because they were everywhere through word of mouth. But what they've done is, meaning the cabal and what have you, they've modified and changed things to seed into certain things, certain narratives. And this is like basically a control structure within stories to steer the narrative, to control the narrative. An example of this is that love and light scenario within the spiritual community. And as I say to people, all right, we've got soul contracts. Contracts can be broken and changed, but we've also got a situation, and it's extreme. I'll use an extreme case: somebody sexually abused. Now, maybe on the odd occasion there was some type of contract. Maybe, I don't know everything, but no, free will. somebody's free will imposed on somebody else, and that is not okay at all. You can't say, oh, that was just meant to be part of the situation. And too much of this spiritual community goes, no, it's all love and light, and oh, this happened to you because of a soul contract. No, somebody's free will imposed on somebody else, and you're trying to give them a green card to make it okay in your mind, whatever, for whatever reason. That's not what's going on. And that is how they've influenced this world, is through things like that to make what's not okay okay.
Yeah, I mean, the good classic example, I mean, is what's going on in the Middle East, and I'm not going to get into it too much, but if you just observe what's going on there, and people have created a religious right to perform hideous things on others, and then people go, well, they incarnated for that, well, they're less than human, or they have all these reasons to okay this, that it's okay. And, or, hey, we need the real estate. We want to build a new development there, and they're in our way. There's a million reasons that they have. It's blood guilt. Or they have a million reasons to okay this, to go forward. But the bottom line, it's totally against universal law, and it's trespassing, and trespassing your will is trespassing on others. It's against all their basic rights, their God-given rights, and it's not okay. And so you can't mask it, you can't find a biblical scripture and say, oh, well, they said this, so it's okay. Well, Moses said this, so it's okay. Well, whatever, Jesus said this, chances are he didn't say it, and it got corrupted. But, if you go to his red letter teachings, or you go to the Ethiopian Bible, you know more about Jesus's
Goes,
life
yeah, and he
than
went up into Tibet and India and did so much that's not being covered that assists us in our own journey of becoming and awakening the master within.
exactly. You take his teachings and lay them right next to the teachings of Buddha. They're almost identical, although they did censor a lot of his teachings. But if you took all of his teachings and just laid them right on top of Buddha, they say almost the exact same thing. The words are a little different, but they're saying the exact same thing. But a lot of the Christians go, well, they believe in reincarnation, And I go, well, so did Jesus. Go read the writings of Michael and the Apocrypha, that they took out of the Bible. John is Elijah who was to come. Come on, it's obvious. But you can go over and over this stuff. And again, we've been so socially engineered through just society and religion and everything that we. I like, one of the things that Buddha said was question everything.
Yep. And now that's a crime.
I mean, look what's happening with Candace Owens, and they you start you ask a question, and then you get a letter in the mail, saying cease and desist, and you're going, hey, wait a second, I didn't accuse anything. I just asked a question. I said, what happened here? How come this doesn't add up? You're saying this, but you're over here. It's just like, and the same thing with the Bible or anything else. The Bible should stand on its own merit. And
Yep.
there might be some misinterpretations in there. It was written by men. They did the best they could. If you go to the Talmud and the Quran, then you get into it's your duty to form a jihad on anybody that doesn't believe the same way you do, and it's written right in there. Okay, that's how did that get in there? Did God say, oh, I have some kids over there, I want you to go over there and just annihilate them, take their land, and do whatever, wipe out their fields and their village and everything, because I don't like them anymore. I don't want these kids anymore. It's like the same God created all of us. We all came as a soul from the same source. We're all family, all life, the creators within all creation. How does that fit? How does that fit into base logic or critical thinking?
What divides us is illusions of the mind. And it's funny you're mentioning this because at the moment, I've been reading for like I read all the time. Usually spiritual texts or just stuff that spirit's going, you've got to read this. And one of the things is Saving Jesus by Michael Letworth, who we,
Yeah.
I know for you, he was a theologian for the Pope, one-time theologian for the Pope, I believe. I've met him a number of times with yourself and in the United States. And his take in Saving Jesus on the teachings, the misunderstandings, basically, you could say in words the science of actually knowing the books and where the books come from and what they're actually referring to, just like Jehovah actually being a being. For a theologian to be going out, which actually ties in with a lot of the information you and I have been speaking about, which blew me out because I'm like, this is what I've been told and what I've been saying. To
Yeah.
know him but not know all that he's gone on about. There was a part in it going into Buddha and Jesus and the correlation. And who's not to say that God didn't bring both of them here as a sign of the way to go within? Why does it need to be a copy? Like, why does anything need to be anything? Because if that's the only thing you can think up, it doesn't mean we knock down what the heart's telling us.
Yeah.
But sometimes it isn't the easiest explanation.
Yeah,
You know,
exactly.
truth is stranger than fiction, as they say.
Yeah, the old saying, what is it, a man's character is established by his actions. And so to me, the any kind of a holy book or scripture, is it the character of it is established by what it asks you to do, right? And what it demands of you. And so if it's demanding that you focus on love and joy and bliss and be of service to others, great. I'm all for that. If it says no, you have to, harm, steal, cheat, kill others of that don't believe the same way you do or are not part of your program or your culture, then that's doesn't work for me, period. And this isn't anti anything. This is just critical thinking and common sense. How are you going to get to universal peace when you have different factions believing they're the chosen ones, they're the way, and everybody else must go away or die or whatever? I mean, it's right from the you're doomed from the start. And so the only way out basically is for people to start questioning, using critical thinking and apply it against, universal law. How is this going to bring universal peace? Well, it doesn't. Well, maybe that's a misinterpretation, or maybe whoever's is saying it isn't who they say they are. And then you do,
Yeah.
then you go down that rabbit hole and you find out, oh my God, like this stuff was written 1,000, 2,000 years after the fact, 3,000 years. This is borrowed, and this is, there's so many discrepancies in it. But you can't go by, they have this. You got to go deep into it and see what it's all about. You just can't say, I'm a Muslim. Well, you need to really go deep into your tradition, or I'm a Zionist. Then you got to go deep into the tradition of that and see what the foundation of it is.
And this is the thing, there's so many, you could say, positive bits in so many things. Like when you, if you look at everything like we have, like I'm still, we could say, I'm a student in all areas. I look at the Jewish mysticism and I've gone into the rainbow body, I've gone into so many different things. But the most simplistic thing to get back to, and this is what I want to mention before we wrap this up, is even doing the clearings meditations that I've got or your world, peace healing meditation that you've got on your website. Now, I'm mentioning this because the thing that everybody can do is be the example, but also a prayer, a clearing, visualizing the outcome has manifest, not going to manifest. And I would invite people right now to think about this because whether it's the fires here, whether it's the landslides that have been happening, I heard about that yesterday, whether it's the drug situation or the homelessness situation worldwide, whether it's the political and the upheaval situations or the economic situations or the war situations, prayer and coming from a place of visualizing world peace, bringing heaven on earth is something that each person can do right now that's listening to this. Even if they spend like 30 seconds a day visualizing and feeling that they're living in that now, enough of us do it, as we know through the Maharishi effect, it is something that can manifest.
Exactly. And too, it's like, a lot of the teachings of Buddha talk about right thinking, right action, right diet, right, and all that stuff. And right thinking, if you apply all that to universal law, you find out, okay, that thought was off. I mean, I'm out here doing the dishes, and all of a sudden these thoughts in my coming to my head about suicide and all this other stuff, and I'm going, what the hell? Where's this coming from? And I'm just observing them. I'm not emotion. They're not getting into my emotions or heart or anything. And so I got to stop, and I got to start doing clearings, and clear the space out. And people don't realize that we are being affected. We all have a mental body, and that body is being affected even by astral beings in your astral body. And so you have to constantly monitor yourself and see what's coming up for you, what kind of emotions are coming up for you, what kind of thoughts. And then decide, are these your thoughts? Is it the psyche healing the collective psyche, or is this coming from some unseen negative influence? What is it? Because if you're not self-monitoring, you're just a sucker for these things. And that's the whole thing. That's about self-mastery, is really becoming the observer of
I
yourself.
go into the noble truths with a lot of the work that I do with the self-mastery at the start to bring it back to the basics. But you're exactly right. There's so many people I've had to talk to about suicide, negative thinking, that they don't understand that. I can't put a blanket term on it, but I think some of this is actually negative influence that creates the people to do these when they're in a very dire situation, hopeless, and especially if people are affected by drugs and alcohol, and because they don't understand that this war is not of the flesh. They don't understand that you can have thoughts that are not yours that will go on a loop and not stop unless you do a prayer, unless you do a clearing, unless you can face this thing and go, these are not my thoughts. Like purely you said, a very easy technique is to call it out. These are not my thoughts, like you say. And once they're acknowledged, they can go a lot of the times, but this is why I say that this is non-human what's going on, and they do it through this. They do it through the thought. They do it through the mind. Own your mind, and on top of that, own your heart. Because once you own your heart, it owns everything. It's just calling it out and coming back to the basics of a prayer or a clearing.
Yeah, also too, I've worked with a lot of psychologists through the years, and they're blown away at the transpersonal release sessions and how well they worked, and they said that would take us 5 or 6 years to do. And we can't even go there where you went. We can't even go there according to our curriculum or whatever. But what's interesting is people have no idea. Whenever you have a suicide and you tune into that individual, they have a minimum of five entities attached to them, is what I've seen. It could
It's
be
regular.
thousands. They could be tapped into a whole realm of suicidal entities or what are ent negative entities. And there's a lot, and we can clear that out because, that Lord God of our being, our monad, whatever you want to call it, has the ability to clear that out. And so do the masters when we incorporate them into our work. Jesus or Buddha or whoever you want to, Kuan Yin, Mary, there's so many. But even the spiritually and technologically advanced ETs know how to do that, know how to clear that energy out. So there's so much help, but again, it goes back to, you got it. The drugs are the door, and the trauma, the drugs and trauma open the door. And then, so you've got to heal the trauma. You got to get off the drugs. And then you got to teach them how to clear unseen negative influences and take personal responsibility for what's happened in their lives. And that's the real psychology. That's the real healing that happens. And I just see so many people are ignoring these other elements that are actually creating the mess. They're trying to deal with the effect, but not even looking at the cause.
And look, this is coming from people that, like, it's not to brag, but I've worked with easily over 5,000 people now, and you've been doing this way longer than me. You've worked with thousands of people. You see these patterns. You get to talk to other people that have done exorcisms, that have done clearings, and you learn a lot from different beings and master teachers, and you start to find these themes. And these energies, they live and resonate in chaos. Like when you get in an argument, your field's distorted. That's why you feel so weird. They live on that. Can you imagine somebody when they're about to harm themselves, the chaos that they're in? This is like a drug for them. So That's why the heart space is key with this. Breathing is key with this. Observing it, doing prayers, doing clearings, because it's not resonant. It's not harmonic with dark forces.
Yeah, at the core of all of our beings, there's just this loving, joyous, powerful manifesting God or goddess. That's the spark that we were given that can become the full flame. And until we honor that and recognize that and own that, when we do own it, all this stuff doesn't have any power, over us anymore. And that's what both you and I teach, the foundation of that. I think we're out of time. I'll have to be signing off here pretty
Yeah.
quick. But hey, you know what? This one's going up on YouTube. It's like if they have a problem with this, I won't even say.
Something's wrong.
Yeah,
Something's
yeah.
wrong. Well, it already is, but
I was gonna say something else, but I won't go
But
there.
I'll be seeing you in a couple of weeks. And actually, I think 2 weeks from today, I land in Hawaii and I'll be seeing you on Kona. And
Yeah.
just a heads up, I do have a online remote viewing course that anyone can purchase now as well if they want to learn remote viewing. And I'm looking forward to getting over there and spending a week with you and delving into some self-mastery. And it always gets crazy when we're together, so I'm pretty stoked about it and going swimming in the ocean. And
Yeah.
I'm actually like really hypo about
You know,
it.
also too, we added a whale watch, and so we booked a whole boat for people, and it's on us basically. So it's part of the thing, the part of the event. So you get a whale watch, you'll get some food. You have to figure out your own lodging. There is a lot of places you can find a lodge, especially if you want to camp or whatever. And then what else? I'm thinking, I know it's just going to be amazing because I know whenever you and I get together, the ships are everywhere and the
Oh,
contact.
it's crazy. Even in your backyard, like it's like
Yeah.
here at the sanctuary and at East City, like I had these orange orbs coming like up to a few meters from the room I was staying in at yours because I can see outside. It's basically
Yeah.
like an outdoor thing which you've done there. But when are you opening up the main ranch as well in Washington State? Do you get back there in a month or two, or are you still in Hawaii a bit longer?
Probably May. We're not sure yet, but probably in May, we'll start with the cleanup. There's a lot of winter damage, and so a lot of trees down. So we're going to be cutting up a lot of trees.
Yeah, there's every year you've got a heap that like people don't realize the amount of, like even here the amount of gum trees I've got to clean up after it's a lot.
Yeah.
So yeah, you'll
Oh,
be
so
busy,
yeah,
mate.
we'll put it up on the website, when we open up. But hey, come to
Cool.
Hawaii, this place. You're going to get one-on-one, basically,
Yeah.
with both of us, and it's going to be an amazing event. It'll be a life-changing event. So definitely February 7th, it's on the website. Check out the Hawaii conference. And I guess we're out of time, so I got to sign off.
Yeah.
So
Many
anyway, thanks for
blessings.
coming on, Peter. It was another great
Thank
show
you.
as usual. And keep up the great work.
You too, mate. Many blessings. Thank you.
Come join us and start your free trial today. Watch our weekly podcast, As You Wish Talk Radio, with James Gilliland every Saturday, or catch up on past shows. Watch Skywatch videos of UFOs, orbs, and much more. You can also learn about self-mastering, herbalism, and how to ground and shield yourself from negative unseen influences through our many wonderful workshops. So what are you waiting for? Come join the fun. We're waiting for you. And don't forget to visit our wonderful merch store and show your support today.